Hello, I'm Paul Carter. I'm a fishery officer for the Environment Agency on the River Torridge. Atlantic salmon can be seen jumping on beam weir as they complete the final stage of their return journey to spawn. Each river has a different chemical makeup, and using their acute sense of smell, the salmon can locate the river in which they grew up. Unfortunately, the stocks of salmon in the River Torridge have declined since the heyday in the mid-1900s. Firstly, in the 1960s, salmon were badly affected by a disease called UDN. This also coincided with the intensification in dairy and beef farming. By the 1980s, the water quality was poor. This had a devastating effect on the juvenile salmon. A huge clean-up took place with the Environment Agency's predecessors working with the farming community. Farmers spent large sums of money improving their animal waste storage and management facilities. The water quality has now improved and juvenile salmon are on the increase. To assist the recovery, the Environment Agency and the Torridge Riparian Owners Association have carried out river habitat improvements, and they have also developed a small salmon hatchery.